Game one, Eastern Conference semifinal series. This will be the fifth meeting between the two franchises in the playoffs. That will equal Carolina's five meetings with the Boston Bruins. But I'm telling you that the series with the New Jersey Devils going back to 2001 have had far more drama and strange twists and turns at the end than has the playoff history with the Boston Bruins. Although there's nothing quite like having Scott Walker punch Aaron Ward in the face. Although I love Aaron. And for all I know, because he's a resident of the Triangle, he might be listening. But that just added so much spice to that particular series. But the others were just kind of eh. Hurricanes, Devils? Now that's a different story, especially from our perspective. EJ Raddick from NHL Network is joining us now on The Adam Gold Show, and you can watch my friend EJ Raddick on NHL Network, NHL Now, weekdays at 4, today throughout the rest of the playoffs. This is the real rivalry for us, EJ. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Devils and the Canes have had some really good playoff series in the past, and the Canes have had a lot of success against the Devils. I don't think the Devils fans were that eager to see the Carolina Hurricanes come around. they've dealt some ugly blows in the past.
Yeah, Shock at the Rock is certainly something that people remember. Kevin Weeks robbing John Madden back in 2002. But yeah. I think the Devils are probably pretty happy to see anybody in the second round. I am curious because you're from that area, as am I. But this Devils team, we knew was going to be good. But how far? I mean, are they ahead of schedule in your mind? Because to me, third best record in the NHL says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they are ahead of schedule. I mean, now I got to watch again. I get like you see all the Carolina games, and you know, I try to watch everybody as best I can. But certainly, I get to go to Devils games more often because they're right here. And I got to go to a lot of Devils games last year, and it was very clear that this team was getting better. The problem was they were literally playing with an open net. I mean, they had six or seven different goalies last year, none of whom really played very well for very long. There were many nights, Adam, where the Devils would come out, score two goals, have a lot of energy, and then they would just give up five or six goals, and like three of them would be really bad goals because – when your goaltending is bad, it's just like watching like the air come out of a balloon, and everybody on the bench just shrug, and they couldn't fix that problem last year, and they were still a young group, right? So this year they get Vitek Vanacek. He comes in, he plays well. When Mackenzie Blackwood had played on occasion this year, he played better. And then they have Akira Schmid who's come in, and he's played well this year. I mean, he played, I think, 20-something games this year. He had a 922 save percentage in the regular season. He came in and kind of saved the day for them against the Rangers in round number one and played very well. So that's the biggest thing. So, yeah, they're ahead of schedule for sure, but they would have been way better last year. Like, I think they had, like, 60-something points last year. I mean, that would have been a team that would have been competing for a playoff spot last year. If they had the same kind of goaltending. Now, this year they've made some additions. Jack Hughes has taken off to another level, and, it's a different group. So, they're ahead of schedule, but I think the goaltending last year really set them back, and they've kind of fixed that problem, at least for now.
EJ Raddick, NHL Network, NHL Now, today at 4 and all during the playoffs at 4 o'clock. So there's no chance that Akira Schmid is not the guy, right? I mean, he was dominant he had one bad game, and then they went right back to him. So there's no way we're going to see a Vitek Vanacek sighting, certainly not tonight, but I mean, Schmid would have to go off the deep end.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think, Akira Schmid has not played a million games in the NHL, right? I mean, and he hasn't had to play, eight games in 15 days. So I don't know what the Devils' plan is going to be there. I mean, Vitek Vanacek played well this year. He's played some good games against the Carolina Hurricanes. And so, like, I could see him being in a game. I mean, I could see him even playing tonight. Now, it seems like Schmid is going to play. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways the Devils can go about their business. But Schmidt certainly has come in. He's a big guy. He's unflappable. He is, you know, at least personality-wise, I was around him after his first win in Game 3. I mean, that's an overtime win on a Saturday night on national television across the, you know, across the country. And, you know, he finds a way to give him only one goal against the Rangers and keep help keep that season alive. So he's a pretty calm kid. And, you know, I assume he's going to be the guy that they're going to lean on. But, you know, this is the way – look what's going on right in your backyard. You know, it was Raanta, then it was Freddie Anderson, and now we think it's going to be Freddie Anderson tonight. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe it'll be Peter Kochetkov. Maybe Archer Zerbe will come back. I don't know. I mean, like, you know, this is the way the world is now with goalies.
It is weird. I asked Rod Brind'Amour two different ways today who the goalie was, and all he would basically tell me was that we have two healthy ones now, so I'm sure you'll see both in this series. I think it's going to be Freddie Anderson tonight, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see Raanta once or multiple times in this series. If Freddie, you know, owns the net, then he'll probably keep it. But we've watched both of these guys all year long. I'm sure Antti Raanta will have something to say about how Carolina advances. Let me ask you real quick. We got a few minutes left here. Seattle just defies logic, I guess. Although they have a very deep team. They don't have stars, really, but they've got a lot of guys that can score. They did that to Dallas last night, and you can throw in a comment about four-goal Joe Pavelski if you want.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was an unbelievable story. I mean, the guy comes back from a significant injury, looked like a head injury, concussion problem, hadn't played in, you know, what, 10 days, comes in, scores on his first shift, ends up scoring four goals. He's tipping pucks out of like he's hanging off a trapeze or something, just tipping pucks in, just incredible what he was doing. He also won every faceoff he took. He won 9 for 9 and he blocked three shots. So I don't know if he drove the Zamboni in between second and third, but he did pretty much everything in the game. So good for Joe. I'm really happy that he's healthy. And as for Seattle, they are relentless. They are resilient. They keep coming. I think Dallas was a little surprised with the speed after playing Minnesota, who was a slower group. You know, in that room, they believe in what they're doing. And, you know, it's going to be a hard series for the Dallas Stars. I mean, they're already kind of behind the eight ball, losing one at home, although they lost in similar fashion to Minnesota, losing an overtime game at home in their first series. So we'll see how it plays out. But, again, five different goal scorers again for Seattle last night. So, you know, take them at, you know, overlook Seattle at your own peril at this point.
I've been following them, but obviously John Forslund, the voice of the Kraken, I'm very good friends with John, so I've paid attention to that team all year long. They have guys on the fourth line that look just like guys on their first line. They are incredibly, incredibly balanced like that. I mean, is it as simple to say that Vegas Edmonton will go as far as Vegas's penalty kill takes them?
You know, that might very well be the case because, you know, unless Vegas can go through a playoff series taking no penalties, which I don't think that's ever happened before, more or less a game, I think Vegas's penalty kill hasn't been very good all year. Vegas is a weird team, Adam, because, like, you look at their numbers in the regular season, their special teams were not very good. I mean, their power play and penalty kill were not good. And yet they finished with the most points in the West. And they were one of the, and they played with several different goalies. Talking about goalies again, they got guys hurt, you know, and they just kept rolling guys out there. And yet, they won the West, and they would win a lot of one goal games. I mean, they were a team that, you know, just found ways to win 3-2, 2-1, 4-3. I mean, they found ways to win those games. So, Mark Stone left the skate. I think it was either yesterday. I think it was yesterday and kind of slow with, like, it looked like maybe that back was flaring up. You know, if he can't play, that's a real negative, obviously, for Vegas. But I think you're right. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, Edmonton's power play is just, I mean, it's historically good. They've got great, great personnel on it. And they've got, McDavid just kind of circles and buzzes, and it makes it hard to kind of get a read on exactly, you know, how to defend them. If we were to get a final between Edmonton and Carolina, kind of a redo of 06, It would be a great matchup with Carolina's terrific penalty killers against the Oilers' power play. I think that would be kind of a real game within a game. But
we'll
I think
take
you're
it.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you would.
We would.
But I mean, in a minute, right?
We would take it. All right, I've got like 30 seconds for EJ Raddick. Nobody panicking in Toronto today, right?
No, of course not. I mean, listen, what are you going to do? They lost game one. They got to make adjustments now. The Florida Panthers, they won the President's Trophy last year. We've seen this kind of thing in the past, the last several years, right? Washington,
yep.
President's Trophy. Next year, they win. Tampa Bay, President's Trophy. The following year, they win. Colorado, same thing. So maybe this is going to be the path for the Panthers. They are a forechecking dynamo right now.
Yep.
Bobrovsky seems to be on his game. Brandon Montour all of a sudden has become Cale Makar. So, I mean,
my gosh.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Toronto's got a good team. I expect that to be a longer series, but I won't be surprised if Florida wins. They're playing very well.
They are. EJ Raddick, appreciate your time, sir. It's good to catch up. We'll do it again. NHL Now, 4 o'clock on NHL Network. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Adam.
EJ Raddick from NHL Network. Yeah, there's nobody panicking in Toronto right now. Not at all. Not a single person is panicking.